or Kalamazoo, or Wayland, and create a person with a fire in their soul to be like Jesus, right to the end. Now, we pray, of course, that none of us will need a martyrium. But I think that's the wrong prayer. Do I want to go there? Absolutely not. Do I want my kids and I think the prayer is, Jesus, teach me to deny myself. Teach me to walk with you so that my walk becomes like your walk. And give me the courage to never be ashamed, no matter what. And if we get there, the eyes of the Lord go all over the earth to strengthen those whose heart is totally committed to Him. When you get there, you'll get it. God challenges us tonight. Make this a Caesarea Philippi for you and me. Walk out of here tonight and say, I don't know where I'm going. Philip didn't know he was going there. But I will not be ashamed. And I am determined to walk Jesus' walk and to be like Him. Pray with me. Father, those ancient heroes seem so much bigger than life. Teach us tonight that they aren't. They are simple people who met Jesus, who saw and experienced the cross, and who had a passion for discipleship. I don't know where our walk will take us, but I do know we live in Caesarea Philippi. We live in a culture where people answer their deep inner needs in all kinds of ungodly ways. Give us the grace to deny ourselves and to walk with you. But beat out of us the superiority that leads us to build fortresses because we're better. And drive us back down to Caesarea Philippi, where our lives, our love, our sacrifice, our sacrificial living will testify to the people we interact with, even in our own families, that Jesus alone can save life. Teach us to love you with all our heart, with all our might, and if need be, with all our soul. In Messiah Jesus' name, amen. Please stand if you can.